Linda presents this unabridged recording of Amelia Fang and the Half Moon Holiday, written by Laura Ellen Anderson and read by Zoe Thorne. As the sun rose in the Kingdom of the Dark, the creatures of Nocturnia were all getting ready for bed, all apart from one little vampire and her pet pumpkin, Squashy.
Mum!
Amelia Fang called up the spiral staircase of the Fang Mansion.
Have you seen my pumpkin backpack? I need it for the Rainbow Rangers camping trip and I have to be in Central Nocturnia Graveyard in 10 minutes to meet everyone.
A yellow door halfway down the corridor burst open and Countess Frivolita, a beautiful vampiress with very tall hair, appeared. She was wearing a long, sparkly dressing gown with huge shoulder pads, and her hair was wrapped up in a glittery towel.
Darkling, she oozed, scooping Amelia up in her arms. I can't believe you're going away for the whole Half Moon Holiday.
She kissed Amelia 3 times on each cheek, leaving behind shiny black lipstick marks.
Now, did you remember your fang polish? How about your pale skin scrub? Oh, and some spare pairs of knickers, just in case any get eaten by vultures or something.
Mum,
Amelia blushed.
None of my things will get eaten by vultures. Plus, we're going to the Kingdom of the Light. You don't really get any vultures over there. But I really do need to find my pumpkin backpack, or I won't be able to pack a spare pair of anything.
The Countess pondered for a moment and then disappeared into her bedroom. A few seconds later, she emerged from another room further along the corridor. The doors of the Fang Mansion were rather unusual. They moved around whenever they pleased, and Amelia was lucky if her bedroom was behind the same door for more than a few weeks at a time. Some doors disappeared, new ones appeared, and you never knew quite where you were going to end up.
You can use this bag if you like. It's one of my favourites, said the Countess, stroking a furry clutch bag which looked like a flattened mouse.
Amelia was unsure she'd fit her hand inside it, let alone a week's worth of camping essentials. As Amelia tried to figure out a way to let her mother down gently, her dad appeared from the bathroom with a crossword puzzle tucked under one arm.
Ah, my favourite sausage sizzler, said Count Drake III when he saw Amelia. You must be excited to escape organ practice for a whole week.
He winked mischievously. Countess Frivolita glared at her husband.
Drake, my most dreadful flabbergaster. Amelia will be catching up with her organ practice after the Half Moon Holiday, won't you, darkling?